China, Russia, and crypto. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Justice Department says it's disrupting the ability of criminals to launder money by busting the head of a cryptocurrency exchange based in China.
The FBI says they arrested Russian national Anatoly Legodimov in Miami. DOJ says he ran the Butzlato crypto exchange registered in Hong Kong and allowed mostly dark web criminals to turn their illicit crypto funds into actual money. This was popular with those using Hydra, which up until last year when federal law enforcement shut it down, was, according to Deputy AG Lisa Monaco, the biggest darknet marketplace.
Sellers of these illegal goods and services at Hydra sent criminal proceeds to accounts at Butzlato, all to the tune of over $700 million.
The Treasury Department says Bitslano has been a prime money launderer for Russian illicit finance, specifically for crypto obtained through ransomware attacks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block new gun restrictions in New York State for now, turning away a challenge by a group of firearms dealers while their appeal of a lower court's decision continues. Some of the laws regulating gun purchases were passed after the Supreme Court struck down new limits on carrying concealed handguns in New York. A legal fight begins over the new gun law in Illinois.
Two separate lawsuits are filed with an emergency hearing set for today over Illinois' new gun crackdown that was signed into law by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker that in part bans over 100 types of semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and pistols. In large capacity magazines that supporters say will save lives, that gun rights advocates call a violation of the Second Amendment and that'll hurt businesses.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. More than 70 sheriff's offices and state's attorneys in Illinois have said they'll ignore the new law. President Biden offering condolences after a deadly helicopter crash in Ukraine that damaged a kindergarten and killed the country's interior minister remains under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
West Virginia settles another of its opioid claims against a major pharmaceutical chain.
State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey argued Walgreens helped to worsen the danger in West Virginia, the state with the most per capita overdose deaths from opioids. AG Morrissey announced a settlement with the chain for $83 million.
We have signed the agreement and we have sent that out to the political subdivisions for their review and approval.
The money, Morrissey says, will be dispersed over 8 years. Now he says his state has one legal target left, Kroger, which the state says didn't monitor or report suspicious opioid orders.
We are scheduled for trial in June.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A senior engineer at Tesla reportedly testified that a video promoting the car's autopilot capabilities was staged.
The promotional video was made in 2016, supposedly showing a Tesla driving itself, automatically accelerating at a green light and stopping at a red, for example. It was staged, confirmed Tesla's director of autopilot software, Ashok Elaswamy, in a transcript obtained by the Reuters news agency. His testimony was for a 2018 lawsuit over a fatal crash. Elaswamy says the video was meant to portray what was possible to build into the system. He also says the route was pre-mapped, the car didn't decide where to go on its own, and that it crashed into a fence while self-parking, a take left out of the video posted on Tesla's website.
Fox's Chris Foster. A bigger inflation drop than expected.
Prices at the wholesale level made their biggest decline since April 2020. They were down 0.5% in December. The expectation was for a dip of 0.1%. Excluding food and energy, core inflation increased 0.1% for the month, matching the estimate from economists.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A separate report shows the toll inflation is taking, though, with retail sales falling more than 1%. Right now, the Dow's down 428 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.